Hey, how are you today?
Great. Now, thank you so much for calling, Thomas Rhett. It's really good to hear your voice.
Likewise. Man, I wish we were doing this in person, but maybe next year.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, my gosh. We miss you being here in the summertime. It's just not the same. I feel like when you haven't seen a friend in a long time and suddenly they call and you're like, oh, we missed you.
I know. I feel that way about Boston so bad. I miss being up there. I miss getting to play for the people of Boston. It's one of my favorite cities in the world to perform in. So next time we get a chance, we'll be there ready to rock.
It's a different time for sure, but we're getting through it and just holding out hope and for all good things.
That's right.
How is the family, by the way?
Body's good. The girls are kind of, they're getting back in school a little bit, 3 days a week, and finally starting to learn from a professional rather than from me and Lauren, which has been nice.
That can't be easy from either side.
And, you know, we're just doing it. We're just trying to figure out how to, you know, get through it, but also really recognizing how awesome it is that we do get to spend so much time together.
Right. I mean, that doesn't happen to a musician usually, to be able to spend that much time with your kids.
It does not.
Plenty of quality time. So, Thomas, what's the best thing about being a girl dad?
God, they just melt my heart. You know, I feel like they make me a softer human being and a more patient human being. And I don't know, it's been so fun to watch my wife become a mom of three girls, but also just to watch how much they love their dad as well. It's heartwarming to watch them just be sisters together and how much they love baby Lennon and how great big sisters they are. And it's just been really fun to watch.
So what are their ages now?
6 months, 3, and almost 5.
3 under 5 could be a little crazy town.
Chaos is the new normal for us.
I'm sure it is. And each one in their own unique way, completely different.
Yes, absolutely. They all have completely different personalities and all act differently and all react to things differently. But it's been awesome to watch them kind of come into their own personalities and be just uniquely them.
So if you could describe each one in one word, we do this at birthdays at my house. For the birthday person, everyone goes around the table and describes them in one word. So for Willa Gray, what would you say?
Willa Gray is a mom at the age of 5. I don't know.
She's nurturing, huh?
Yeah. Ada Jane is the sassiest human being I've ever met in my life.
Where did she get that from?
Probably Lauren, if I had to guess. But Lennon is going to be the sly, sneaky one because she's so quiet. And I can just see her being the one that never gets in trouble, but was actually the cause of the trouble in the first place.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Well done. And congratulations on Beer Can't Fix. If my calculations are right, it's the 15th number one radio hit. That's amazing.
Yeah. Isn't that wild? It's so crazy.
It is. I mean, I feel like you just started the other day.
I know. I do, too. Well, my body doesn't feel that way, but my mind does.
I mean, it feels like yesterday that we had you doing an after party at the House of Blues after Jason Aldean's first Fenway Park concert, and you were crowd surfing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Singing Friends in Low Places.
I don't do that anymore. I don't think my back could handle a crowd surf.
Well, at least there's pictures to prove that you did it back in the day. So let's talk about Be a Light, which is looking to become your 16th number one.
Yeah.
How did it all come together with Reba, Hillary Scott, Keith Urban, and Chris Tomlin?
You know, I recorded this song at the end of last year, and I really wanted to put it out for my birthday just to kind of be a little bit of encouragement to people during this weird time. And I just thought having more voices on the song would really solidify that message and unify a bunch of voices and trying to get people to understand what we're trying to say. And really the root of the song is just to lead with love. You know, that's kind of all we have sometimes is just to be kind to somebody. You never know the impact that could make on somebody. And just getting to watch what the song has done has been absolutely just incredible to watch.
I feel like it was like one of those slow burn songs, you know, and it just keeps going and going.
Yeah, for sure.
And it also came out when things were at their scariest, and it did provide lots and lots of positivity. And now you're turning that positivity into more positivity. Thomas, tell us what's going to happen with the proceeds of this song.
Yeah, so I put this on my Instagram the other day, so you might already know this, but we were going to donate a portion of the proceeds to Music Cares, which helps benefit all the band and crews across the country who are just completely out of work right now. And then as this thing started to take life on the radio, I mean, we have a top 5 single with it right now, and knowing the kind of money that can make if it went number one, I decided to donate all of my royalty to Music Cares. So if this song goes number one, we're talking about a lot of money that gets put into the pockets of people that are really struggling to pay their mortgage right now or even buy their groceries right now. So, you know, anytime you download this song or listen to it, wherever you listen to music or you hear it on the radio, anytime you guys spend this song, it is extra money that goes into the pockets of the people that make these shows possible. So
feel free to request.
I just thank you so much for spending it the way that you have, and I hope you continue to crank it, just because it is doing great work across the country with Music Cares.
That's awesome. I love it. So, yeah, let's get it to number one. Yeah,
absolutely. That's the goal for sure.
Hey, you've got a cool gig coming up. I mean, minus an audience at the Holy Church of Country Music there, the Ryman Auditorium. ACM Awards. Are you super pumped?
Very excited to be on a stage of any kind, play music for, even if it is virtual. Me and John Party are going to sing Beer Can't Fix together, and it'll be super fun to get to share the stage with him and get to share the stage with my band, and also get to do it at the Ryman, which is such an iconic spot in Nashville. So we are very excited to play music of any kind right now.
September 16th, we can all watch the Academy of Country Music Awards. And let's talk about the best-selling author in your home, Thomas.
Yes, I live with a celebrity. It is amazing.
Your wife, Lauren Akins, her book is called Live and Love. And what's it all about? Quick synopsis.
It debuted at number 6 on the New York Times best-selling list, which is incredible. I'm so happy for her. It is a memoir, but I think it is for any walk of life to read. It is a lot about her childhood, our marriage, our ups and downs as a married couple, the therapy we've gone through to kind of help certain situations we've been in. It's about our adoption story with Willa Gray. It's just a way deeper look into our lives, and it's a great read, and I would encourage anybody to pick a copy of that book up and give it a read.
Absolutely. And creativity running rampant in your household, especially during this pandemic. You've been putting out so much new music, sharing on Instagram.
Yeah, we just actually finished our record
awesome.
Last week. We're still kind of in the mixing and mastering process and trying to narrow down what songs are going to make the cut. But I recorded like 25 songs in the studio.
Wow.
And I think we can expect a brand new single off a new project this year, and hopefully a brand new record early 2021. So very excited for new music.
We're excited, too. Thank you so much for your time, Thomas Rhett. We cannot wait to see you in 2021.
Same. Can't wait to get up there and be in Boston and hang out with you guys. And we look forward to it.
Thanks again, Thomas. Take care and stay safe.
Yeah, thank you very much. Have a good one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.